Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
The Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, February 20th, 2016, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that bragging cat.
Oh, I have forced energy. I'm when tired. I'm really, really tired.
Whose fault is that?
Mine.
Good.
I'm
also tired, but
well,
I just woke up a little bit ago, like maybe 3 hours, five, six, four.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate?
What's going on?
Can we like
4 o'clock? I think.
Does it matter? Why are we stuck on this?
Let's just move on.
Comic-Con registration was today, and it actually felt like wondering if, I tweeted this, it felt like wondering if you were going to get asked to prom. Yeah, had that same kind of anxiety because I was eligible or what. I got sent a registration code because I went to WonderCon. And I...
Really? They sent you one even if you went to WonderCon?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything.
Trying to remember the details of the page, and there was this cruel yellow bar. You basically went into this waiting room, and people were chosen at random. You had to get there starting at 8 a.m., but you had to be there before 9 a.m. Pacific. So it was complicated for shit. Everyone was joking that I was up early for a Saturday. I was like, shut up. I always get up at this time.
No, you don't.
During the week.
No, you don't.
Well, I try to. I don't always actually make it out of bed, but I still make it to work.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that. You do make it to work. But
that's why we move super close.
You got called on. Marion said she calls bullshit. Agreed.
Oh, well, she would know better than most. So I got up and I was just staring at the waiting room screen basically for 2 hours.
You woke up and looked at a screen for 2 hours.
Yeah, because I wanted to get Comic-Con tickets or get a badge. And they were even like, there was this cruel, evil yellow box. Yeah, not only did you have the blue spinner that just kept going and kept going and kept going for 2 hours. But then there was this cruel yellow box that would show everything that they just tweeted. And so even after all of the tickets had sold out, they were, you know, we're still saying, you know, oh well, once you get in,
I can make some really bad jokes right now, but I'm not going to.
What?
Nothing.
I don't get it.
No, I'm not gonna say anymore. Continue. Computer screen you looked at. Prom. Did you look at the phone? Prom?
What?
You compared this to being asked to go to the prom. I mean, did you stare at a phone for 2 hours?
No. And it wasn't exactly the same because I went to all of my proms.
Oh.
Actually,
see,
I just
saved the hassle. I didn't even go.
Okay.
Well,
they were fun.
Senior prom, I went for a little bit.
Who'd you go with?
I just went. Who I wanted to go with didn't even show up, so. And, yeah, that wouldn't have been possible, so.
Yeah, okay. I know where you're going with that. That makes sense.
But I did see them at the after party that was going on during, so I guess it was a during party. But they were there with someone else, so oh well. Shit happens. Comic-Con. Moving on.
Yeah, I didn't get in. So.
Oh, that sucks.
Hey, that's all right. You got to try, right?
I guess. Yeah, sure. No. No. There is no what? Try. Do or do not.
Well, I did not, but I was trying to do. I was trying to do. Fuck Alivant. God damn it. I knew that was going to creep in there. See, Police Academy had temporarily replaced it. I was all set to watch Rocky last night. You know, after I came home, I made the miraculous discovery of looking in the Star Wars bag that I had on the counter. And all of a sudden, I've got a little bit of the munchies, and I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great if there's something in this bag? And lo and behold, I find a bag of sour cream and cheddar potato chips and a small bag of gummy bears.
There just happened to be a bag of chips in there?
Well, I got it a few nights ago because I thought to myself, if I leave this out, I'm going to be really happy one night when I inevitably find it.
So you were surprising yourself in the future.
And it worked.
Way to go, you. You were all that and a bag of chips.
It was a very, very nice discovery. And I was all set to watch Rocky. And then I turn on the Apple TV. And you had just watched Police Academy. And it still had the play button highlighted. So you kind of took the decision of what movie to watch out of my hands.
Without knowing
I immediately just hit play, like, yep, that works, boom. So I watched Police Academy after I got home last night.
I was
night.
Diverting your future that you had set up for.
Oh, we're not going to talk about 11-22-63, are we?
No, I was just thinking about time and messing with it.
Because that messed with my mind big time.
Yeah, a little bit. I did see that. You had described it to me when you watched it, and I had no clue what you were talking about. I knew the time thing, but just in the context of what you were watching, I didn't know.
I thought it was really, really cool, the rules that they set up for the universe. And I just started imagining what would happen if you brought something back to the future and then went back to that point in time. Would it persist, or would you have to have someone else actually do it? And based on the rules of time travel that they set up for this, just the situation and the basic rules that they set up, I was having a lot of fun playing with the storyline, seeing where they could go with it. But it was kind of messing with my mind a bit. It was fun.
Time does that. It's fun. Yes.
It's been kind of a bittersweet week for me. One of my coworkers is leaving.
Okay.
And it means a lot of extra work for me. But despite that, I'm really, really, really happy for him. We've been working together for 3.5 years. And we got him fresh out of college. And so I've kind of got a bit of a mentor, / apprentice relationship with him. It's been really, really awesome seeing him progress as a software developer over the years. And now he's going to be moving and completely going out. I remember what it was like when I first stepped out of someone's shadow. I remember how good that felt. And just because of the nature of the relationship that we had, that's as long as I was at the company, I was casting a shadow no matter what. it's just with the length of time I've been there, I can't help but do that to anyone else in the company. Everyone's always telling me that. Does that make sense?
It kind of does, but you better not be telling me that you're floating above everybody.
That's, oh, shut up. You're really going to go Supergirl on me? Yeah. You're really going to go Supergirl on me?
Yes,
that bugged me too. Why was she pretending to sit and float? It's dumb. I don't get it.
Arrogant bitch.
No, it's not that. It's just my boss and I have a very long history. And as long as I'm with the company, that's something that's going to make me stand out. So, you know, and like I said, I remember what it felt like, you know, stepping out from underneath, you know, someone else's shadow. And really, really proud of him. Yeah, he's become a really, really good software developer. And I'm happy. But I'm really going to miss working with him.
Sadness for you.
Like I said, it's kind of been a bittersweet week.
People leave.
I know.
Yeah.
I think I'm handling this one pretty well. But
very good.
That's been my week. The allergies have been on and off and a couple of days better.
I had nosebleeds. That's about it.
Yeah, so did I.
Like yesterday, I think. And then
a little bit this morning. But now it's a lot more humid tonight. You know, and we've got all the windows open and everything. It feels good in here right now.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly.
There was rain. Was it the beginning of the week we got rain? Or was it last week? See, things are running together.
No, it rained a bit. It rained a bit this week.
All right.
But it was also, we also had the heat, though.
See,
there was the heat last weekend, and then it picked up midweek, and then it got cold and rained a bit.
Like
Thursday and Friday. Say what?
Jim said, window is open. Drink.
Speaking of drinking, you had an idea and you wanted to try it during the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to do that this morning, but I didn't. I knew it was going to take a while.
Why don't you tell people what the idea was?
Well, last night I was listening to the radio and I heard a commercial for the hard root beer. I can't remember which one it was, but we've tried them before and they were pretty good. But I sent you a message because it hit me. I was like, why didn't we make like root beer floats with that? It just hit me last night at work because I had nothing better to do but think. And I said, we should get some of that. And I was going to get some of the root beer this morning, but what did you get, root beer? Well, I didn't get any ice cream because I knew it was going to take a while. And like you said, it's been getting hot. And I didn't want to come back with a quart of milkshake. So, which would have been not fun. Especially since it would have sloshed everywhere. Because I had to walk my bike. Oh, quick bike news. The back tire was all wobbly this morning. I don't know what happened. So, I think I'm going to reconsider this two-wheeled thing. Just until what are you doing? Oh, you got ice cream. Okay.
And I got root beer.
So we're going to try this.
We're going to try this. And we're going to do it live.
Jim.
What?
You said Kitty's milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Thanks, Jim.
Very good, Jim. Very, very, very good.
I don't think I've tried this one. Best damn root beer?
Neither have I. And I'm kind of wondering if we should try it first and then put the ice cream in.
I guess we could take a taste of it.
Yeah. Because I saw the Not Your Father's.
Yeah.
And Coney Island and Mission. So they're actually starting to stock them more and more.
Okay. Well, I know Mission was the one that sucked. Big time.
Oh, no, it wasn't that it sucked. It was just so heavy.
It was the one where it tasted good while you were drinking it, but when you stopped drinking it, it tasted like shit.
Yeah. Well, it just tasted... So it had a strong...
malt liquor.
Yeah, taste. It tasted like malt liquor.
It was like drinking a root beer and then chasing it with a Schlitz malt liquor.
This one's all right. It's
Ooh, it does taste root beer.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a finish.
Yeah, but overall pretty good.
I'll try it with the ice cream. Why not? Oh, I did this. I totally did this wrong.
Here, put yours in there and then pour it over. I haven't drank it or touched out of that. I was wondering what you were doing. No one puts...
I'm trying to talk while I'm doing this. I've distracted myself. I don't know.
Okay, don't worry about it. It's all good.
How was your week?
Boring. I did watch a few movies. That's about the highlight of it. Other than just going back and forth to work. I had a couple of days that were just kind of like, bleh. Didn't feel like being there. Not that I really feel like being there, but just a couple of days. I just, you know, would have rather been somewhere else drawing. And I think I even tweeted last night that I'd rather be watching The Golden Girls and drawing. And I got all kinds of favorites from that one. I got to watch what I say on Twitter because I will get just weirdness following me. Hey, speaking of weird, here's Tom. Hey, Tom, how you doing? But you dropped something.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I gotta watch that now.
Oh, okay. But I forgot where I was at. Something about my week. Yeah, I gotta work on my bike tomorrow because of the wobbly wheel. I don't know what's going on with it. I think maybe it's just it needs its couple of weekly maintenance, you know. Because I think it's been a couple of weeks since we worked on our bikes, so. Other than that, I drew. Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. You said I should talk about the image that I did this week.
You should talk about
for Dave Pool for episode 111. Well, you know, with the trio, Dave, Jonas, and Miranda, and Dave is proudly holding up his image of Dave Pool where he's dressed up like Deadpool and he's cutting the heads off of Jonas and Miranda. I just thought that was cool. The image hit my mind and I had to sketch it and then I just drew it. And I drew that one really quick. Sometimes if I put a lot of, I don't know, some days I'll think of something and it'll hit and I'll draw it in like a day, and then other times I will take a week. I don't know why. Some days work, some days don't. But this one just hit. And yeah, Marianne, the one where she's wearing the Moose Poop Stories shirt. It seems thought that would be cool to add that in there. And I was like, yeah. And because I do eventually want to add, you know, stuff like that and little Easter eggs, you know, for our friends. For Jim, Revelstoke Jim. And then Jonas, he's wearing the Available in ADHD t-shirt, which I got, a couple weeks ago, wasn't it? Those came in?
Only like...
Oh, was that this week?
No, it was the week before because I got it the same day I went to my therapist. So I was wearing it at the therapist and I was all concerned. Because she didn't know what that was. Like, I was concerned that she thought I was self-diagnosing. No, I don't have ADHD. I'm neurotic. There's a difference.
I wore that when we went to see Deadpool. So. Okay. Yeah, it was last week. Wow, that's a hell of a shirt to wear with her.
Right?
Oh, well, any way to get the word out there, I guess.
Yeah, why not? You know, maybe she'll Google it, see what it's all about, and then she'll listen to Johnny.
I don't think he's going to complain about free advertising.
It wasn't free. I paid for that shirt. So we ended the show. The root beer float has sufficiently calmed down enough to try. And the cat has taken the honors of having the first taste. Katie?
That's not bad. That happened.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. That bubbly, foamy stuff on the top tastes kind of funny. I don't know if
I kind of figured it would. When I was at the grocery store getting it, I was talking to the cashier, and she saw it, and she was like, "Oh, that looks good." Like, yeah, it was my roommate's idea. I was like, "Well, it sounds delicious." Really? It sounds gross to me, but I guess I'll try anything.
Really? You thought that would be gross?
I thought it would be gross.
Well, it's supposed to taste like root beer, so.
But it would immediately, I knew it would have the kind of alcohol taste.
Yeah, well.
So that's what makes it a little weird for me.
It's not bad.
I would prefer like IBC root beer.
Yeah,
that's when I think of a root beer float, that's the kind of root beer float I think of.
This wouldn't be bad for every once in a while, just to kind of have that alcoholic kick to it. So, yeah.
I guess I just don't have the desire for that.
Well, I didn't say I'd, drink one every day, but just like every once in a while,
I see them as I don't see the desire to put alcohol into a root beer float.
You never had an actual just a beer float? You've never had a beer float, have you?
What in the history of
I don't know.
Any of our just, conversations has made you remotely think that I like beer?
I thought maybe at some point maybe you would have just gone a little crazy.
If I don't drink beer because I don't like the taste of beer, why would I have a beer float?
I don't know. Just one of those crazy moments. I forgot. You grew up in a city. I grew up in the country. There's not a lot to do in the country. So you experiment to a certain point.
There's plenty of experimentation in the city, too.
It's just more refined.
No, remember, I didn't drink before I was 21.
I didn't really drink before I was 21 either. After I turned 21, it all went downhill.
And there was no cow tipping, Marianne.
That would have been cool, though. I never had a chance to tip a cow. I should have done that before I left. Should have been on my list to tip a cow. They were right next door.
Yeah, I know. But they were staring us down as, they just chewed their cut as...
That's probably what they thought we were doing. I said, they're going to come out here and tip us. You watch. I can keep your eye on them. Yeah.
Look at these jackasses. We can't trust them. Bunch of hooligans. This one, all in black. Thinks he's a cat. What gives? They say happy cows are from California. Nah. I got this cud. Giving her a chew. Happy cows are from Texas. Because Texas cows are bigger. We got bigger happiness. Everything's bigger in Texas. Everyone knows that. Let's just watch out for these two. We don't want to get tipped.
We already ordered one, Tom. He asked if we could order pizza.
Oh, we had a very, very good pizza tonight.
Yeah. I think you broke a rule of the gym told you not to do.
Uh-oh.
You got pineapple on it. With Italian sausage.
I'm sorry, Podfather.
It was good, though.
Yeah, especially the sauce. Oh, my God. Did you taste the herbs in the sauce?
A little bit, I think. I don't know. I don't have a well-defined sense of taste.
Well, it was...
Because I had no sense of smell. So.
There was a lot of really good oregano in the sauce. That's what was standing out the most.
Oh, that would have been cool to taste.
Yeah. Well, okay, moving on. At the end of the show last week, made a big deal about the email just because I was laughing at it because we never get email.
Yeah.
And of course, because I started laughing at it and said whatever it is that I said, we got email.
Yeah, you told me that this morning. I was like, wait, when was the last time we got email?
Oh, we never got email. This is the first. The first person to ever email us is Tom Kate. And he says, just checking to see if you actually check your otherwise empty inbox. Emailing is hard.
Nice, Tom.
Yes, Tom, we do check our otherwise empty email inbox. And a Mr. Johnny White Trash, even though it has a super secret legal name. And there, he has emailed us as well and said, remember when you said you don't know you don't know why you list the email address because no one ever emails you? I have just proved you wrong. You're welcome. Thank you, Johnny. We appreciate you taking the time.
I just sent him a thank you on Twitter. He's not going to know what it's about, but he's probably sitting at home watching hockey and what the hell?
Do you want to know why no one emails us? Because when you do email us, you get a response of, Dick, now I have to remember to read it. Johnny.
True. It's just, yeah, Johnny. That's all you have to say,
we,
Johnny.
Yeah, we got an understanding. You still enjoying it?
Yeah, I think once you let the ice cream melt a little bit and it mixes.
Okay.
You've got that, what is it, like a malty or a frosty kind of thing going on. So it's pretty good.
All right. I'll let it go for just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? Oh, did some cleaning today. Feel much better.
Yeah, I woke up and came downstairs and cleaning had happened.
Not
you
just
got
cleaning.
In that mood.
Yeah.
You were in
I was
zone.
In the zone. I even organized the closet too. Like everything's all like Tetrised in the back. So there's a room for so much more storage. I can finally get rid of these extra boxes that are out. Because I clearly don't use what's in them, so I just need to go through it and
some of them are empty.
Well, the empty ones are going into the garage tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And oh, I don't know if I told you yet, but and why not just tell you right now?
Okay. Live to everybody else.
Yeah, we're going out to Marianne and Mickey's tomorrow, and we're gonna go see Deadpool again.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I get to know this.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll happen sometime in the afternoon.
All right. You know, I like surprises. That's always fun.
Well, now you know.
Knowing is half the battle.
Wish I had the NBC.
the G.I. Joe know. Thing? Oh.
What's on your movie list this week, Kitty?
Let's see. What did I watch? I had it a minute ago.
Well, we left off with Deadpool. Last week.
Yeah.
So I know the first one in your list because we watched it together. And that would be...
Deadpool? What?
No, we watched Deadpool before we did the show last week.
Okay.
And right after the show, we watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. I didn't put that on the list then.
What the hell is the point of keeping a
movie... I watched it on February the 11th.
So you watched it again. That's the point of having a movie list. You keep track of what movies you watched and when.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
You're really bad at this, you know?
I know.
This is like the third movie that you
I gotta put these things down when I actually watch them. Otherwise, I'll forget about it. But let's see. February the 17th, I did watch two movies. I watched Signs. I got in the mood to watch Signs.
Nice.
You know, Mel Gibson, Joaquin Phoenix, Aliens, Crop Circles. It was fun. I hadn't seen
So no hashtag crop dusting?
No, I did that at work a lot this week.
Oh,
hashtag
fuck.
Drive-by.
Yeah, it was drive-by. Damn it.
yeah, that was it was a fun movie. I'll watch it every once in a while, so I did. Then I watched Iron Man 2 right after that. I think I kind of fell asleep halfway through it, but just because I was tired. It was after work.
But were you Justin Hammered?
No, I actually wasn't Justin Hammered. And on the 19th yesterday, I watched Police Academy, just because it seemed like the thing to do. I got in a Police Academy mood, and it was there, so.
Then that was infectious and passed over to me.
Yeah. I skewed your destiny by leaving it present.
So that brings you up to last night. So let me catch up. After the show, we did watch Guardians of the Galaxy, and then on President's Day, the 15th, I ended up watching Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
I watched that with you.
Yes, you did.
Dang it, I forgot to add that to the list.
You really suck at this, Kitty.
I was the one who even mentioned that. What was I doing? I was working on the image or something. Or...
It was because of one of Jim's shows.
Yeah?
I think he was talking about it with Mark.
Yeah, and I think he had, yeah. Yeah.
Or was that one that he did with you and then...
No, he talked to Mark about it.
Okay, that's what I thought, because it was the same night, and I called in with when we were talking about Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was just in my mind to watch Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and...
And mine as well, after that.
So that was Monday, right?
That was Monday.
I just want to make sure it's on my list. Whatever day that was.
Oh, wait, no. You were watching it in the morning, though.
Yeah.
And then I woke up.
No, I hadn't watched it. I was going to draw the image for the week. And I just felt like watching a movie and have it on in the background and asked if you wanted to watch it. And you were like, okay. So I didn't have to twist your arm or anything. He said, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, done.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'll have to add that to the list. For the record.
Well, it's definitely in my list. And then, okay, after that, obviously, we already talked about Police Academy. So that brings us to this morning. We watched a movie this morning. Do you remember?
Yeah. After I made it home.
And after I failed to get Comic-Con tickets, we watched Police Academy 2.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I watched it, but I still laughed at it. Because it was damn funny.
So after Harris, you have to see Mauser get tortured by Mahoney. And
his hair turned to plastic.
Yeah, that's the best scene. It's all glued to his hands. They start making fun of him for having a hygiene problem. out of the cast, who's your favorite?
Tackleberry. I think I do kind of identify with him. I noticed that. That's what I said when I watched Police Academy. I sent messages to people and I was like, I'm the Tackleberry. What the?
The one that I saw was, you said, I'm the Tackleberry of the Empire.
Yeah. I carry all of this stuff. Why? They may be necessary. I did stop carrying my hacksaw blade, so that's good.
And you immediately found a use for it that night.
I know. Just when I needed it. Damn it, I don't have my hacksaw. Thanks, Siebes.
Well, it seemed excessive.
Everything I carry is probably excessive. I don't know why I carry half the shit, but I may need it at some point. Who knows? These things do come in handy every once in a while.
And I will tell you that the hard alcohol root beer float, yeah. The hard root beer float.
You never know, Marianne. You never know. She said, hacksaw blade, were you going to break out of somewhere?
It does taste better once you let the ice cream melt a little.
Yeah, it does. Once it mixes. Yep.
Yep.
You can always find a use for something like that. So, you know, it's a hacksaw blade. I do carry a lighter, but I do also have a way to make fire, too. Besides the lighter, if it, you know, the lighter doesn't work, fire good. Fire also bad.
I have a lighter and a knife in my purse.
Is that all you have?
And a flashlight.
That's good. I do have a flashlight or two. Three.
Three? Four. What do you need three for? You only need one.
I've got four.
What do you need four flashlights for?
One's on my bike, one's on my bag. One's on my, you know, I carry around with me. And the other one's just as a backup for any of those. I never forget my towel, Ryan. I always have my towel. You can never have enough light. I work at night.
You also work in the freezer and you make fun of me every single time.
When you say it's cold and it's like 80 degrees. And I say,
I'm not that bad. I'm bad, but I'm not that bad.
See, Marianne agrees. You can never have too many flashlights. You're a day walker. You've got the big, bright ball in the sky that shines your way. Every once in a while, I have this like sliver of light in the sky that says, hey, what's up?
Yeah, and apparently the light in my office... Ever since I had the allergy, I started wondering maybe, you know, maybe it's a related to a blue light reaction. That would certainly explain why I'm having, you know, so many sleep troubles. You know, I'm on my devices a lot. It would make sense that blue light would be causing these issues that I'm having. So I'm working on changing that. Yeah, you know, I'm being better.
You go outside about it. In natural but, light?
Well, yeah, I have been. I've always, you know, I go for a walk almost every day at work. Yeah.
I like the sun. I like the sunlight. I just don't like to be in it because I'm paranoid about, you know.
See, I don't like being in fluorescent light. That gives me headaches and I don't it like makes it me either. Sneeze.
It doesn't make me sneeze. I mean, occasion it has given me like, you know, my eyes will hurt, but that's been a long time. Since it happened really bad. But other than that, yeah. I like the sunlight. I just don't like to be in the sun. Paranoid. Skin cancer. That's why really? I like long sleeves. Yeah.
Really? That's what it is? Why don't you just wear sunblock then?
Ooh, that means putting crap on my skin. I don't like crap on my skin.
Yeah, I don't like crap on my skin either.
I mean, I get... Like if I write with a pen and it gets on my fingers, I freak out and I have to wash my hands. I'm just weird. One day we'll have to talk to somebody about this.
No, we determined earlier that you're highly neurotic.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't like, yeah.
And sometimes more.
I wouldn't like sunblock because, you know, it's good. I get it, but I don't want it to touch me. Just like I don't like my clothes touching me either.
So you can't let your clothes, yeah, if you let your clothes touch you, then you can't ever go outside. So basically your ideal state would be running around in your home naked as long as no one else was around.
No, I'd have to wear lots of clothes in the house too.
But you don't like them touching you. So no matter what, you're going to be in a state of agitation?
Yes. It's better to be covered than not be covered. But just to have the clothes that aren't going to touch you all that much. Like fitted clothes. Or clothes that are going to be just on you.
So what I'm hearing is that you really just want a hug.
Hug what?
Well, fitting clothes, you know. They're giving you a nice little squeeze. You just want a hug. You're a big soft kitty.
No, they can just be a little bit oversized. So, because I don't want them touching me. They can just be there. Be around, just not that close.
So you don't want a hug?
No.
Oh, I was having fun with that idea.
No, Marianne, no yoga pants.
Definitely. Ryan will hug you.
Digital hugs are fine.
Oh, no, he wants to bear hug you. It is Ryan that we're talking about.
Whoa. Since clothes are no clothes. Wow.
I have to see. I told you it's Ryan that we're talking about. So the final movie on our list is our flick pick.
Yes.
So I guess it's good that we hit the button.
Hit the button.
Because...
Flick pick.
Well, we are on episode 112, and that lines up with 2012, so we went with Silver Linings Playbook. There were a lot of good options for us to choose, but this was one that meant a lot to me. 2012 was... It was a roller coaster, life-changing year for me. And Silver Linings Playbook came in at the end of it. And I wasn't doing that great at the end of the year.
2012. Okay, I'm just trying to remember where I was at.
You were still in Texas.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this movie and that it was great, but I had never gotten around to watching it.
It was the first movie that I watched after the... after my breakup, that just tore me apart. What?
You watched it with Marianne.
Yep. And it was the first movie that tore me apart emotionally. But I've recovered instantly. It was...
All during the same movie?
All during the same movie. Like, by the credits, I was already feeling better. Just... because of how good the movie was. The story, you know, gripped me in. You know, Pat and Tiffany, they had each other. They helped each other heal. It was a good movie to watch at just that right time. It gave me hope.
That's
you know, good. And there was the family relationship, you know. Everyone's making the best with what they got. Yeah. They're trying to be there for each other. It's a powerful movie.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't see it sooner, but it was a good movie.
Stars Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, Robert De Niro.
That's why I should have watched it in the first place, because it has Bradley Cooper in it, and I like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, there you go. So. And I really love how Jennifer Lawrence played Tiffany. Yeah, there were so many scenes that were just raw emotion.
I do like her. She can act. So I'll give her that. You know, she's more than Mystique.
Oh, she's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I absolutely love this movie. It's a bit of a heavier movie. We don't, you know, we usually keep it a lot lighter.
It had its funny moments, but there were times when it did get serious. And I was like, whoa. Because, you know, you would be laughing at something and just all of a sudden it would just go 180 degrees and it would be that serious.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what the hell just happened?
It would turn because he spent the entire setup.
The thing is, he was bipolar, right? I mean, was it?
Yeah, he was bipolar and it went undiagnosed for a long time.
So that's why it makes sense that it would be like that. It would just change that quickly. Because, you know. But I understand that.
It was also suggested that there were delusions. Yeah, that he was delusional and possibly some of the events may not have happened.
Exactly as he saw them?
Yeah.
Well, that's what got me when he's talking about his, you know, whatever, spoilers. He's talking about his wife. I wasn't sure that she was still around at all. Just because the way people acted in regards to him and when he would talk about her, because he was talking about her obsessively. I think he said her name like 15 times in an entire paragraph when he talked about her.
Yeah, but he was talking about
getting back together with her.
Not just that, but reading her curriculum, you know, having the letter delivered to her.
He was almost like a stalker. I guess he wanted to get his life back, but he was just that obsessed with her. And everyone else was, you know, saying that she was just gone. And I never got to see her in the movie. And I was like, wait, what do you mean she's gone? Because
said that she sold the house, so I mean everything.
Yeah, I mean she had moved on. She was just gone. I wasn't sure what was going on. Was she like gone, or just had she moved, or did something happen and she was gone, and they just weren't sharing that information with him because he was just out of a mental hospital. So it was just tough to figure out what was going on with that.
It could have been that Tiffany had been making it up, I suppose, but she had said that she had been seeing. That she had been seeing her. That she had been seeing Nikki.
Well, she said that.
Right. So are you suggesting that when she said that, she could have been making it up?
Yeah, because no one else had said that they had seen her. You know, they were saying that she was gone and it was time to move on. Or so I wasn't sure.
Well, you are satisfied with how things ended the movie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just so had that.
It's clear for you now.
Yeah.
Got it.
But it was just you get that involved in a story, you're trying to figure out what is going on. Is it real what he's feeling, or is he just that obsessed that this is what he wants to believe and it doesn't matter what everyone else is trying to tell him? But I don't know. But him running into Tiffany, Jennifer Lawrence, I think it was kind of a good match, sort of.
It was a really good match. They helped each other. You know, they both went through a traumatic situation.
Yeah. He just said whatever was on his mind. He didn't have the filter. Like asking about her husband, his friend was saying, yeah, she lost her husband. Don't bring it up. So what happened to your husband?
Yeah.
How'd he die? I was like, damn, dude. And he would just say things that were so inappropriate. You're like, oh, shit. Why'd you do that? Things were going so well, and you just... shit just fell out of your mouth, and that just ruined the moment that was about to happen. Or
it's part of his condition.
Yeah.
That's... you know, that it's part of what makes the character such an interesting subject. You know, and he does show positive growth by the end of the movie.
Yeah. I did like how everything resolved. It was very good.
It's like I said, it this movie absolutely tore me apart emotionally, but built everything back up. It was absolutely spectacular. I love this movie.
I liked Robert De Niro in this movie because you got to see him. Was he like his son? Is that where it came from? Or
yeah,
because he just wasn't as
like
bad.
They were talking about him being banned from the stadium. Like he can't go to Eagles games because he beat someone up.
Yeah, he got into fights, and they did kind of have an altercation, the two of them. And it's like they weren't going to let up on one another. I don't remember what stopped them, though. I think the cops showed up. Wasn't that it?
It was the mom.
Okay. But he had these same kind of obsessive tendencies, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. You know,
because he was so involved with the football game, the Eagles, and the superstitions, and having the remotes a certain way, and the some handkerchief, you know, just. But I've seen obsessed fans, so I didn't really see it as much different than a football
but
fan.
He did have the compulsive behavior, though.
Yeah, and I think he even pointed out, his son even pointed that out at one point. He's like, no. The mother was just kind of awkward.
She just wanted to see her son healthy.
Yeah.
She did everything that she could to support him.
There was one good thing about this that I liked, that I hadn't seen Chris Tucker in a long time. And I know this movie's 4 years old, and I can't think of anything else he's done since then. I think before that he was in like Rush Hour 3 or something, but I saw him, you know, in what, some of the opening scenes when they were in group therapy. I was like, that's Chris Tucker. I'm glad he's got some work. But he was good in it.
It is good when he gets work. Yeah. I love how you see the world.
He wasn't loud Chris Tucker either. Like, you know, like Ruby Rod or I don't remember.
Oh, that would have been interesting if he had played Danny as Ruby Rod.
I don't think he can play that kind of character anymore. He's getting a little older now.
No, and I did like seeing Julia Stiles playing Veronica, Tiffany's sister.
Oh yeah. I only know her from the Bourne movies. She was in another earlier movie, wasn't like with Heath Ledger.
Uh-huh. Ten Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Oh my gosh, really?
No, I haven't seen it. I think we were going to watch it one night, but it just never happened.
We have to watch that.
We probably will eventually.
It's based on Taming of the Shrew.
I don't recall that. Did I even read that?
I don't know. Did you? I don't know what you read. I don't even know what I've read.
I've read and seen a lot.
Exactly. That's why, yeah.
I mean, unless I looked through it again, I was like, oh, okay. I've read that or I've seen that.
I haven't read it since high school, but.
That could have been the last time I read it. I mean, that was the last time I read The Outsiders, but I've seen the movie multiple times since then, so. That's why I would know that one.
Including as a flick pick.
Yeah.
So, Silver Linings Playbook, what did you think about his philosophy of looking for the silver linings and appreciating them when you get them?
I think it's a good philosophy to go by. You always got to try to look for the good things, no matter how bad it gets. I mean, it's going to get bad, but there's got to be something good to it. Otherwise, what the hell? Why bother? So, you got to find some joy in something. The silver lining. So, yeah, I'm for that. And he did. Another thing, he did wear a lot of trash bags in this movie. I think 90% of this movie, he was in a trash bag.
And a hoodie.
And a hoodie.
Or, well, a sweatshirt. I don't know if it actually had. I think it had a hood.
Yeah. I don't know if it was all the time, but I did notice a few scenes it was a hoodie. But
yeah, but he's got that trash bag because he wants to sweat.
Yeah. And the one time it made sense that he was in the trash bag, it was raining. So I was like, okay, that would be a good time to have the trash bag if you run around.
You're going to start carrying a trash bag, aren't you? With your four flashlights and...
I already carry bags in my bag.
Yeah.
Not trash bags, but bags.
What else do you carry?
Too much. Just, I don't know. You'd have to actually go through the bag.
How many knives do you carry?
Is it safe to say?
I don't know. That's up to you. You don't have to answer any of these questions. I'm just wondering. I mean,
on the way there or when I get to work?
Oh my gosh, why am I going to regret this? It's just on your normal person, you know, when you're walking over to the grocery store.
Oh, that's why it's about 3. This is because I'm going.
And how many feet of paracord would you estimate? Or would it be better to measure in yards?
Probably about 200 feet.
And,
wait. Yeah, probably what? About 200 feet.
Okay. Now, how many MREs or K-Packs or...
What, when I'm just going to the store?
No, I mean, how much do you have stashed? Do you have any of that out here? Are you, like, ready for the zombie apocalypse?
I've got stuff for that, yeah.
Out here, ready to go?
Yeah.
Well, that's, I suppose
I'm
that's
always
actually...
sitting on something that'll help me out in that kind of situation.
Well, it's good to know because it is good to have that as a earthquake preparedness kit.
Yeah. And things were close enough to the ocean, we'd take a boat. So that would be good.
So Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
I didn't cry, but I still liked it.
Oh, I cried big time.
Yeah, I noticed that. Seems to cry.
It gets me every time.
I think I was close to being emotional, but I think I came away with it with a good feeling.
It's Jennifer Lawrence. She just...
She's what?
She completely and totally crushes it. You know, like I said, there's so many moments where it's just pure raw emotion. And, you know, she's...
That's what I like about her. She, you can see it in her face, how things change.
You can feel it inside. You can feel what she's feeling. Like, she's emoting that much.
Yeah. And like I said, whenever he would just, you know, things would be going good between them when they're just having discussions and talking.
And then he would, you know, he wouldn't be able to control the filter and he would say something stupid and it would just cut and hurt her.
You could see it, like he had just stabbed her and you could see it in her face.
Screw that. You can feel it.
Yeah. I don't know if you can feel the hurt, but you can feel like the, oh shit, why did you say that, dude? But you could see it in her face. Just she would go with that. Like it was that real. But, you know, she's an actor.
A damn fine one.
Yeah, I like her.
Do you got anything else you want to bring up, Kitty? Because I always like jump in and be like, and that's Midnight Movie Night. So yeah. You're like, oh well, but there's this other stuff I want to say. Yeah, so
I think we did the root beer floats. Let's see.
That still was kind of gross.
Really? Even after it melted a little bit.
It tastes better, but I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta let it the ice cream melt and it's gonna mix a little bit, like a little malty thing. Yes, it does.
They're
have
just
that
not my
alcoholic
drinks
wang to it.
Choice. That's all it boils down to.
It was a good experiment. We tried it, so
I'll stick to the whiskey and the wine.
Ooh, wine floats.
No. No.
Maybe some other time, right?
No. Oh, God, no, Kitty. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
So is it Nights with a K?
Oh, no, that's Nights with a Wretch.
Rarf.
Oh, God, no. Wine and ice cream? I don't like the sound of that at all.
Well, you have wine with cheese. It's all dairy. It's all going to end up in farts anyway.
Okay, fair enough. The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is available over at SoundCloud. Oh, speaking of SoundCloud, it's rumored that they're going to run out of money.
Oh.
You know, if they can't find like another series of funding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have a paid account. So that, I hope that rumor doesn't come to pass, because they've got a really awesome tool. I like SoundCloud a lot.
Wait, you pay for SoundCloud?
Yeah. Did the upgraded account.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know they had an upgraded account.
Uh-huh. That's how we have all of our show catalog there, all the way back to the beginning. Nothing's hidden except for episode 104. That's never seeing the light of day. It sounded like shit. I'm sorry.
At some point.
And it wasn't because of the feels.
It's something.
We get plenty of feels all over the place. It wasn't because of the feels.
Excuse me. I think at some point we could put something together. Just have to...
No, I don't want to. It sounds like shit. Okay.
Well, there's some parts of it that were... I didn't say everything, just like clips of it that were funny.
I just want to move forward.
Well, I'm just saying. At some point.
It's funny that it's kind of become a thing. There was a promo made, you know, and there were suspicions. There's a legend about the episode. It will never see the light of day.
That's what I'm trying to say. That maybe I'm not gonna say it'll ever happen, but
you're just trying to keep the mystery alive.
Yes, I am, and you're trying to ruin it. So thank you.
And we're also in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
The live show starts at 7 p.m. Pacific, and we got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com. Take37.com.
Midnightmovienights.com.
It is Saturday, and we did have a show, so it wasn't at 7 p.m., but it was still Saturday night.
We started the movie late because I was on that major cleaning kick, and...
You didn't want to get out of that groove. So
no, and the living room looks spectacular, and you know, art has been hung, and I'm almost proud of this apartment again. I mean, I really love this apartment, but it's been a bit of a mess lately. And
I've always offered to help, but I don't know where to put your stuff.
Exactly, and I didn't know what to do with stuff, so it just some of it just kind of sat there.
My stuff, I'll just get rid of, and... You won't see it, but your stuff, I don't know what to do with. I can't tell you what to do with your stuff.
Well, I figured out.
I mean, I can. You just, you know, you wouldn't listen. This needs to go there. Shut up, kitty. Okay.
I figured out what to do with the movies. That was the big break. Once I started doing that, everything else started falling into place. What?
Jim said art was always hung. Where are we at?
On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And thank you, Mr. Brad Raven, for our logo at Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock, who I'm not sure if he's still here or not, for our theme.
Well, we know one thing's for sure.
Yeah. And it.
I'm Tom, and I'm way into butts.
And at DC Cantel for our segment intros. And no new followers this week.
What? Really?
Yeah, I already checked. I did check this week. That's 2 weeks in a row that I checked.
Wow.
So.
All right.
I'll forget it.
Thank you, everyone, for not following us.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Hey. Watch your tone.
I'll watch it. I want to thank Marianne and Revelstoke Jim. Ryan.
Mark was in there. I saw Mark.
Was in there.
And Tom Sherlock.
Tom. And I think there were two elsewheres. So thank you.
I'm seeing one elsewhere right now. Oh. But
every once in a while I get to the point where I can't see who is in the chat, but then they'll say something and their name is not in the list. So I can never be certain who's here and who's not. I'm not even sure I'm here.
There's a glitch in...
It's not bad. It's just...
It is what it is, and we move on.
Yes.
And...
We just want to thank you for listening.
And I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Hey, kitty.
Yep.
Let's go watch... 10 things I hate about you.
We'll think about it. And talking is hard.
Okay, how about Star Wars?
We'll think about it.
Well, why do we got to think about Star Wars? What the fuck?
I don't know.
What shirt am I wearing? You saw it. Oh, that's the other. Okay,
Go
so
Beach?
I'm wearing my Cal State Long
okay.
Beach.
I was gonna say, what does
hoodie.
That have to do with the movie?
No. I'm wearing my Cal State Long Beach hoodie right now. One of the cool things about Police Academy was when they were talking about the dirt bags.
Yeah.
The dirt bags are Cal State Long Beach's baseball team.
Oh, that's so, right. I remember when we went to
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, when Harris.
People were calling people dirt bags. I was like, some rude fuckers around here. You're
no, so
to be
when,
angels.
when Harris in Police Academy was like, move it, dirtbags. And I looked down, I'm wearing my Cal State Long Beach. Yeah.
You were thinking,
my hoodie.
Dirt bag.
Yeah. Go dirtbags and go beach. Oh, all right, Katie.
Yep.
Let's go watch a movie.
Talking is hard.
Good night.
Good night.
With a K.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Night.
So I have to ask you about something.
Okay.
You, as soon as things started playing, you immediately got up and went to pay tribute to the mayor.
Yeah.
And then while you were in there, you busted out laughing.
Yes. What's your question? I'm not hearing a question here.
Well, last week we made it clear that you don't take your phone to the bathroom. So what did you see on your body that made you start laughing so?
I didn't. I was thinking of things in my mind. I just think funny things. I was thinking about why people are so stupid. Do you have conversations at the end of an aisle when you're like shopping?
With who?
Just people you meet or something. Or you run into somebody and you just stop and you have a conversation with them.
I can barely talk to the people that work at the supermarket. I don't meet people in the aisle and talk to them there.
I'm just not talking about random people. I just like you run into an old, say you and Marianne ran into each other at the store. Oh, hey, what's going on?
We would talk. Yes.
Right there in the end of the aisle.
I don't know if we would stop, but we might. I don't know.
Why do people have to do that?
Because they're engrossed in their conversation and they're enjoying each other's company.
Can't you enjoy it somewhere else? Can't you go be friendly with other people elsewhere?
Can't you be surly somewhere else?
No.
Why
I
not?
Have to be there. So, you know, I've got no choice. You can leave. So, leave. I was particularly surly last night. Just everyone was bothering me for no reason. Except that I just really didn't want to be at work. And I didn't want to deal with people. And, of course, I had to be out there amongst the people. And I think I bitched 2 or 3 times this week. How if I'm working at a certain area, someone has to have something from that area. And I don't care if it's like an 8-foot section of the same item. Someone has to have something from right there.
You know, it's because of these people that are spending their money there that you have a job there in the first place.
I understand this.
So maybe not be so pissy at them?
I'm not pissy. I'm pleasant enough with them. I just don't like them. What is the tagline for Clerks? Just because they serve you doesn't mean they have to like you or something. That's me. I mean, the job would be great if it wasn't for the fucking customers.
Let's just get right into it, because I'm not going to lie. It's been a rough weekend. I don't feel good. There's no other way to put it. Looks like it's all still gone to hell. So everybody's talking about horse cock, so we're not going to. It's all I got to fucking say about it. Like, I've been busy. I feel like horse cock. Okay. Friday night, I had to stay up late drinking horse cock. I didn't want to, you see, but I had to. Saturday, I had to go to a movie with the wife. Had to go for dinner, do stuff, and then today we had to go on a little road trip. Had to. That's fine. And I also said horse cock.
Listen to Available in ADHD at johnnywhitetrash.com.